Okay, today's daf. Good morning, everyone. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Aleph. In the schos of our learning, we should have good internet connection. Okay, we're going to start from Kuf Amud Beis, three lines to the bottom. Osam b'nei Adam shekitchu beis hakneses. So let's say they heard kiddush and shul. Amar Rav yidei yayin lo yatsu yidei kiddush yatsu. Rav says that they did not discharge the obligation of kiddush. I'm sorry, they not discharge. They were not yotze wine. What that means is that if they go back home, they would have to make a new bracha on wine because that's what's called shinui mako. If you make a bracha in one place, then you change your place. You have to make a new bracha. Yidei kiddush yatsu. But if they would, but they were yotze the mitzvah of kiddush, even though there was no suda, right? When you have kiddush in shul, you don't eat there. And so we generally hold, ain kiddush el makom suda, you need a suda for kiddush. So here, even though there's no suda, Rav holds that kiddush does not need to be makom suda. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel disagrees, and he says, afi de kiddush el yatsu, though they don't even discharge the obligation of kiddush, because Shmuel holds, in kiddush ela b'makom suda, that you need to have a suda with your kiddush. And if you don't have meals, then you're not even yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush. El Rav, lama lo kedusha b'beisik. So according to Rav, if you already fulfill your obligation with kiddush and shul, because he holds you don't need suda, so why then are you making kiddush at home? Very simple. Kedei lahotzi barav v'nei beiso, to fulfill the obligation for your children and the members of your household that didn't hear, that didn't come go to shul for kiddush. Ushmuel lama lo kedusha b'beisik. According to Shmuel, since the tzibur does not discharge their obligation for kiddush in shul, why do you have to make kiddush in shul? Lafuke orchem yidei chovasan da'achlu v'shasav gadu v'beik nishta, to fulfill the obligation of the guests who eat and drink and sleep in shul. There's some people who maybe that they didn't have a place to stay, that the shul was sort of like their little hotel, and they would stay there. So you make kiddush for those people. Now, obviously, nowadays we don't have that. So that's a big question. Why are we making kiddush in shul? It's only based on minhag. I remember Rabbi Willick telling me this. I said, should I change that? So he told me, when I came to Yangizo Riverdale, he said, I thought that we should change this minhag and we shouldn't make kiddush in shul because there's no purpose anymore. But then that's one thing I realized after being in shul many years, that the community wanted it, and I realized they were right. He didn't tell me why at the end. I think sometimes maybe it's a nice minhag to sort of maybe remember maybe the goal, the function of the shul. The function of the shul is to be a source of hospitality. So sometimes minhagim are very beautiful and they teach you certain values. But again, there are some shuls that nowadays they probably don't make kiddush and shul because the whole purpose was only if there are guests there who are sleeping, they're going to have a meal there. In any case, v'adish Shmuel l'tamei, and Shmuel follows his general reasoning that ein kiddush el makom suda. Amar Shmuel ein kiddush makom suda, that you only fill the mitzvah of kiddush bim makom suda.
For those guests that were in shul, they were yotze.
They have to have a suda though. In our shul,
it just says for those guests who shasuvia.
I understand. I understand. But what I'm saying is, in many shuls, everyone goes home, and yet we're still making kiddush in shul Friday night.
Today, but I'm talking about then.
Yeah, then. Yeah, of course. Yeah, then. Yeah, 100%. Yes, for the guests who would stay in shul. Yeah, 100%. So Shmuel follows reasoning. Shmuel holds ein kiddush el makom suda. So savar mina. So we thought. The students of Shmuel thought that Hani Mili mi bayis la bayis of Makom Lokom Chad Besa lo, that maybe the halacha that you have to, that Shinu Makom, you have to that if you change, that you need to make kiddush if you change your place to eat in a different place, that's only from house to house. But maybe if, let's say, you heard kiddush in one place in the house, and then you go to a different place in the house, maybe you don't need to make kiddush again. In other words, when we say kiddush has to be makom suda, does that mean in the same house or in the same room in the house? So the students.
What happens if you do like sukkah hopping on Friday night?
Right. So it's the same kind of question. You know, in other words, ideally, you want to cover all your bases, is that you should make kiddush and you should have mizonos or bread. That's the big question in general. What's suda? Is suda just bread, or is it mizonos? So whatever the suda is, there's more leniency on Shabbos morning than Friday night. But we certainly rely Friday night. We certainly rely Shabbos morning that mizonos is considered is suda for purposes of in kiddush el makom suda, because Shabbos morning, you know, our kiddushim people don't watch. Question is Friday night, does that svar apply as well? There are additional reasons to be leading Shabbos morning, but in any case, if you go kiddush hopping, sukkah hopping, whatever, Friday night, so you should make sure, at the very least, that the first sukkah that you have not just kiddush, but you also have suuda.
Rabbi, just one quick question. According to Rav, who says that kiddush at home is lehotzi banav uvnei beso, what if there was nobody home, but say comes home to an empty house?
Then you don't need to make kiddush. We don't hold like Rav. You would not need to make kiddush. But we don't hold like Rav. We don't hold like Rav. Because we hold like Shmuel and kiddush el makom suda. So the question is this, so if you go from one part of the house to another part of the house, is that, do you have to make a new kiddush? Or is that considered makom suda? Amar lahu Rav Adam Bar Techliva, Zimnim, so Rav Adam Bar Techliva said to the students, no, Zimnim Sagin Havekame, Kamina Kame, the Shmuel, many times I was standing on Shabbos in front of Shmuel, and at the time of the meal, Nachis Meigra La'ara, so he went down from the roof, to the Vahadar Mekadesh, to the lower floor, and then he would make Kiddush. So we see that Shmuel held that it is considered Chine Makom within one house, and therefore Shmuel did not make Kiddush in the roof, on top of the roof, if he was planning on eating in the lower floor. V'af Rav Huda Savar, and even Rav Huda held that Rav Huda Savar Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. Even Rav Huda holds that Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. The Rav Huda Kaddish Visakra Le Shraga, because Rav Huda made Kiddush. And then let's say the candle fell and went out. Vayale Lamane Lebe Gadane, the Rabba Bray. Then they brought him the Kalim, the utensils for his meal, to the house of the Chuppah of Rabba Hissa, the Hava Shraga. Because there, they had candles that were lit, the Kaddish, and so then he made Kiddush second time, the Talmidi, and he tasted something. Amakasavar Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. So Rav Huna obviously also holds Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda like Shmuel. Rav Rava Savar, Rava also holds Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. Even he holds like that. The Abaye says Ki Havinam Beimar, when I was in the house of Rava. Ki Hava Mekadesh, when he would make Kiddush, Amar La, and he would say to me, he would say to us, Ti'ibu Bidi, taste something. Dilma, Az Lisu, Lushpiza, Misakwa, Lushraga. Because maybe by the time you reach the house where you're sleeping, the candle will go out, below Mekadesh Lechu, and you won't be able to make Kiddush and to eat your meal. The Beis Achila, the place where you're eating. Because people typically don't eat without a light. And you might have thought that and then what will you do? You might go to sleep if that happens, and then the kiddush that you heard here, you will not discharge your obligation if you don't taste anything. Why? Because ain kiddush el makom suda. So Edi, is this so? Is it true that Rabbi held like Shmuel? Because behold, Abai says that in things where there's a machlos in Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi always held like Rav, except for three things that he did like they did like Shmuel, and the three things were matirin. So, in a case where are you allowed to untie the strings of tzitzis that are tied in one talis in order to tie them another talis. Rav says you're not allowed to, and Shmuel says you are allowed to, and Rav held like Shmuel that says you're allowed to. Second halacha is, are you allowed to light from one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah? Rav says you're not allowed to. Shmuel says you're allowed to. v'madlik, right, v'madlikin, that's the case, madlik miner l'ner. And the third thing is by Mesechus Shabbos. According to Rav, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the davar sheni miskaved aser. You're not allowed to do a malacha when inevitably another malacha will take place. I'm sorry, my mistake. You're not allowed to do a malacha when it's possible through that a malacha will take place. And according to Shmuel, and Shmuel says, halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar sheni miskaved is mutter. That if you could do something, a neutral action unintentionally, even if it's possible that an iser will happen. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Shimon says, but halacha Rabbi Shimon begreira, because Shmuel holds halacha Rabbi Shimon when begreira. What's begreira? The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, gora adam mita kisei v'safsal. A person can drag a bed, a chair, or a bench on the ground b'Shabbos. Uvad shel yiskavi lasos charetz, as long as you don't intend to make a ditch in the ground. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that davar sheni miskaved is mutter, and therefore it's difficult that since with other debates of Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi held like Rav, so why here this machlokes did he hold like Shmuel? So the Gemara says, "Kuchumi the Rav Hava Ovid," in the place where Rav is machmir, so then Rav would hold like him, except for these three cases where he was lenient. Kule de Rav lo hava avid. But like the leniency is of Rav, he didn't always hold like him. So in other words, when we said that Rav held like Rav in all cases other than Shmuel, what that means is that he was always strict like Rav, except in these three cases he was lenient like Shmuel. But there were times, other times, where he was where he was strict like Shmuel. For example, this case where he held in Kiddush Ella b'makom Suda. Rav Yochanan Amar, now we have a third opinion. Af yidei yai nami yatsu, the most lenient view. That Rav Yochanan holds, not only do I hold that you're yotze kiddush, even if you don't eat a meal, but you also are yotze wine, meaning what? That if you want to drink wine at another place, you have to make a new bar pri agafed, because if you know, I'm in shul, I'm hearing the bracha bar pri agafed, I'm going to a different place, then I don't have to make a new bracha bar pri agafed. Rav Yochanan follows his reasoning. Whether you have different wine, in other words, you make a bracha on wine from one barrel and you drink it, then they brought you wine from another barrel and you want to drink from it. And whether you change your makom, you don't need to make a bracha in the second place. So this is Rav Yochanan. Meisve shinui makom tzarich levarech shinu yain ein tzarich levarech. Yeah, we have an explicit price against Rav Yochanan. It says that shinui makom, if you change your place when you're eating, you definitely have to make a new bracha. And the bracha in the first place does not exempt you from the food that you eat in the second place. Shinu change in wine, so then you don't need to make a new bracha. So Tuvta de Rabbi Yochanan Tuvta. So this is a good challenge in Rabbi Yochanan. So we reject Rabbi Yochanan's position, and everyone holds that if you change your place, you drink wine in one place, and you go to a different place, then you would have to make a new bracha on the wine. Yosef Rav Idi Bar Avin came to Rav Chista. So Rav Idi Bar Avin sat in front of Rav Chista. V'yasi Rav Chista v'kamar mishmei de Rav Huna. And Rav Chista said, he said, name of Rav Lahada Amrat, that which we said, Shinui Makom Tzarich Levarech, if you change your place, you need to make a new bracha. Lo Shadu Elo Bibayis Labayis, that's only if you change your place from house to house. Avon Makom Lamakom Lo, but if you change your place from one place to another place in the same house, you don't need to make a new bracha. Amalei Ravidi Baravid, Hachi Tinina La, the Masdis, the Rav Hinak, we actually learnt like this, in a brisa that was learned in the base medrash of Rav Hinak. Varmi Lava Masnisa de Rav Hinak. And some say it was a brisa that was learned in the base medrash of Bar Hinak. Kavaseich, like Rav Huna's position. Vela Rav Huna Masnisa Kamash Balan. What? Rav Huna simply want to tell us something like Rav Huna says, oh, a big Kiddush. Guess what, guys? What, let you know that the halach of Shinu Makam doesn't apply from room to room within the same house? What's he telling us? There's an explicit brisa that tells us this. So what do we want to say? So Rav Huna masnisa lo shemilei. So Rav Huna did not hear of this brisa. V'tu yasif Rav Chista v'kamar mishmei de nafshein. Rav Chista wants to say something in the name of himself. Okay, I guess something they said previously. That which we say, the price, that if you change your place while you're eating, you need to make a new bracha. That's only with respect to foods that don't require a bracha achrona in the place that you ate them, namely water and fruit. Because water and fruit, there's no unique bracha for them, just bari nefashos. And since that you don't need to return to the place where you ate in order to make the bracha, if you go to a different place, so that is considered a shinu makom. In other words, the fact, let's say you drink some juice, let's say you eat an apple, and let's say you go somewhere. So if you go somewhere, since the bracha on an apple is bari nefashos, so since you don't need to return back to where you were to recite the bari nefashos, so therefore, once you leave the place, you're done with your apple meal, and therefore, if you want to eat an orange or something else, you'd have to make a new bracha. About dvar matunim bracha lachreim kolam, but foods that require bracha chrona specifically in the place that you eat them, like the shiva saminim. So let's say you have, I don't know, dates. So there's a halacha that if I eat dates in my house and I go to shul, I really should go back home to recite the bracha achrona. So therefore, what does that mean, though? That means that when I leave my house, that's not really a shinu makom. I haven't really changed my place. Because shinu makom generally means that what? That I have demonstrated that I'm done with my meal. Here, you're not done with your meal because you have to come back home in order to make the bracha achrona. So therefore, if you ate and changed your place, and you want to eat in the second place, ein tzarich levarech. You don't have to make a new bracha in the second place. Why? My time at lekiva kama hadar. Since you went to a different place and you didn't make a bracha achrona, so since you're really supposed to when you go to a different place, you know, and you didn't make a bracha achrona after the first place, so it's clear that what you're doing is a continuation of your first meal, and your intent is to continue your meal in the second place and to make a bracha achrona on both foods, and therefore you don't need to make a bracha rishona on the second food. And Rav Sheshet disagrees. Just Amar Echad Zev Echad Zev Tzarich Levarech. He says no. In both instances, even if you change your place with foods from the Shiva Saminim, you would need to make a bracha rishona in the second food. Meisvei, so we have a question from a brisa on Rav Chista. B'nei chabur shayim esum lishtos v'akru gleim l'teis likras chasen likras kala. People in a group that they were drinking and they left to go to a chasen and a kala, to be mesameh chasen and a kala for a mitzvah. Kishen Yotzi, when they leave, ain't tuning bracha l'mafreya, they don't need to make a bracha achrona before they leave, because they're going to return. And Kishen Chozir, ain't tuning bracha l'chatchil, when they return to their place, they want to continue eating, they don't need to make a new bracha for their food. Bemed var murim, when do we say this? That's only shenichu sham zakir chola, that if they leave in their house an elderly person or a sick person, so who hadn't got out to meet the chassad or the kala, right? So aval lo yidichu shab lo zaket v'lochola. But if they had left in the place of the reading a zaket or a chola, kishehed yotzin tunim bracha l'mafreya. When they leave, then they require a bracha achrona before they leave. Uchshein chozrim, when they return, tunim bracha l'hatchil. They require bracha rishona before they continue eating. So the Gemara wants to infer from the lashon of the Braisa, and he wants to ask to Rav Chista, "Miktani akru raglehem," from that which they, for the fact that we learned that they uprooted their legs, meaning they ran to leave, meaning that they specifically, because they went quickly to meet a chassid or a kala, they left without reciting a bracha achrona. But what would that imply? That miklal, you can imply from here that if there was no chasen and kala, right, without that mitzvah, then they should recite a bracha achrona before they leave. Miklal, the bedvar matunim bracha lachrem b'mkom oskinam. So the fact that they don't require a bracha afterwards only because it's a chasen and kala, meaning if it's not for chasen and kala, they would normally require bracha achrona. So we're obviously talking about those foods, like say the shiva samidim, the seven shiva samidim, where they normally would require a bracha achrona. And so that's step one. And step two is v'taima. And the reason is only didichu sham zakir achol. It's only because they left someone in the house, an older person or a sick person, that they don't have to make a new bracha. Only because they left a chola, a sick person or an elderly person, then they don't need a bracha retroactively. Bracha achrona when they leave. And when they return, they don't require a bracha, another bracha rishona. But if they didn't leave a zaken or a chola, then what? Let's say they all left. Then they would require a bracha achrona. And when they return, they would require a new bracha rishona. Now, there's the only reason why they don't require a new bracha rishona is because they left someone at the table. So that maintained the kviyus at the table, the structure of the table. But if there was no one left, then they would have to make a bracha rishona. So that's a kasha of Rav Chisa. That's a question against Rav Chisa, who said that with those foods that require bracha achrei b'mkomam, like the shivas amidim, when you leave, you would not require a new bracha rishona when you want to eat some new food. So Amar Rav Nachman. Let's read the answer quickly. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Nachman Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "Man Tada, who's the author? Who's the author who taught this brisa that we're talking about? Akiros. This is Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Tanya. Chaverim. This goes into a longer conversation. So we'll leave with this question. I know we're now with bated breath wondering what the answer is, but we will leave with this question, and because it goes on really the entire Amud tomorrow. So we'll stop here, and God willing, continue tomorrow.